Thrill Me.
This show is part of the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Experience more on Facebook and YouTube.
Hey, what's going on? This is Thomas Nicholas. Welcome to the Meh Meh Total Groove with your host, Tombstone, Josh.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of the Metal Groove Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am your host, Josh, and you are locked into the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Please hit that like and subscribe button while you're here. I greatly appreciate all of the continued support while I'm on this journey to become the new but cooler version of Eddie Trunk, man. So I appreciate you guys so much for tuning in. Speaking of the network, you can find us on all social media platforms, but Instagram and YouTube are the big ones. All sorts of good content is happening over there, so come check us out, hang out with us, and like I said, hit that like and subscribe button. We also have a Tee Public store, man. Hey, Christmas is just around the corner, and I hear those Stay Metal t-shirts are a great gift. I'm just saying. All right, on last week's show, I asked the question, what happened to rock and roll? And then I went into a few details, read a couple articles about what I think is going on, what's happening. Well, on this week's show, I'm putting the spotlight on a band out of Asheville, North Carolina, doing their best to keep rock and roll music fresh and strong. So join me as I talk to James of a little band called The Welcoming, and then stick around after that interview to hear their song called The Unknown, and then just hear for yourself how great rock music can be when it is done properly. So stick around. Hang out and enjoy the convo, and that begins right now. But joining me on the program today is a guy by the name of James from this awesome band called The Welcoming. What's up, dude? How you doing, my friend?
Hello. Thanks for that very kind introduction.
Hey, man, you're welcome. Good. I love the backdrop you got going on there. Sweet haircut, rock and roll, all things going on behind you. I love it.
Yeah, it's I'm just here in the studio. This is actually where we record our stuff and also practice.
Awesome, man. I love it.
And let me get a this should help. Now you can actually see me a little.
you want to we can start over if you want.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Okay, cool. All right, so James is going to tell us about his band. They're called The Welcoming. First things first, tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from.
Yeah, I'm James. I grew up in Tampa, Florida, then moved up to Boston for like 7 years. And then now I'm here in Asheville, North Carolina. It's a nice in between.
So Asheville, did you say Asheville?
Yeah. Asheville.
I just left Asheville this weekend. We went camping at Hot Springs.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yes. It was an experience, man. It was really cool.
Yeah, it's a very pretty place. That's part of why my wife and I decided to move there. But yeah, we like it.
Yeah, it was cool. It was interesting to kind of untap from the world for a little while, because once you got in those mountains, I had zero service, but it was refreshing. It was nice to just be in the woods or in the bush, as they say, just kind of hanging out with going hiking. It was a really good time, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and there's plenty of mountains. It's just make sure you don't stay out too late, I guess, or you got to find your way back down in the dark.
So is that home base for the band?
Yeah. My studio is here in South Asheville. Cool. So that's, we just practice here and do our writing and recording and all that good stuff here.
Awesome, man. So for those that are not familiar with you guys already, tell us a little bit about who's in the band, what kind of music you guys play.
Yeah, it started out as my solo project, and I describe it as in between rock and metal. So we don't really fit in with the like alt metal bands or hard rock bands, but that's roughly our level of heaviness. I'm trying to like find the balance between technical and digestible music, which is a thin line to walk, but we try and we bring the energy and basically write good songs. It's me. Wrote the solo album Decayed Remade and released that a couple years back, and then put a band together around it. So we've got Ken McAfee on drums. Took some convincing to get him to try it because I'm a drummer first and I write some technical parts now and then, but he's
awesome.
And then Spencer Cranfill on guitar, and he also winds up taking over for lead vocals live some of the time.
Okay.
He's got easier access to some of the higher notes that I hit.
All right.
And then Vitor Sa, who is our bassist.
Sweet, man. So I noticed that you have that. It's one of my favorite things. I say it all the time on this show, but whenever you have versatility in a band, you have me hooked, man. So this one, I know this one doesn't relate to you guys as much, but I love when a band has clean vocals and scream vocals. So the first band that comes to mind for me is going to be like Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. You know what I mean? So you have that heavy hardcore sound, but also that melodic kind of pop element. You guys aren't really pop, but you have very hooky songs.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate that. Who does the screaming or who does what when it comes to that?
Yeah, on Decayed Remade, everything you hear is me. Nice. Yeah. So the drums, the guitars, the bass, the vocals, screamed and not is all me. But wow. with our Neptune EP that we're about to release next Friday on Spotify, that's more of a group effort. So we've got Spencer doing lead vocals for one of the songs.
Okay.
We've got Ken on drums for one of the songs, and we've got Vitor playing bass for a bunch of different parts, and we've got a bunch of different guitar parts by Spencer. So more of a group effort for sure.
Gotcha. Are you laying down the drums on some of the songs?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice, man. That's what I'm talking about. I'm a drummer as well. This conversation might spin a different way because I'm a drummer too. So I didn't know that going in. So that's awesome, man. That's good to know. But okay. So as a drummer, was that the first instrument you picked up?
Yeah, drums is my main instrument. So this is actually, it's been a fun challenge for me to tackle guitar and lead vocals for the first time.
You can imagine.
Excuse me, live for the first time. It's a bit of an adjustment, but yeah, it's been fun. The guys have been patient with me.
So growing up then, whenever you first started, did you play along to songs or did you start with rudiments? How did you learn?
Yeah, totally. I learn most of what I know from just listening and trying to learn songs to the best of my abilities. You know, just sitting down with the drum kit, blasting it out of the stereo right next to my ears. And I use earplugs now, but I didn't at the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So got a little asymmetric hearing. Makes things interesting when it comes to mixing, but it is what it is. But yeah, that's just how I learn, is by imitating and then you know, with enough influences, you eventually find your own voice and make it your own.
Okay. So who were some of your influence or favorite bands?
Yeah. For this band, I think overall I go with Cave In, A Perfect Circle, and nice. Kind of early Thrice.
Okay.
There's some like Tool. We've also been compared to Coheed and Cambria.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah, I went down the djent rabbit hole for a little while and got into Periphery and Tesseract, and this band is kind of me pulling back from all like the extreme technicality and polyrhythms and stuff. So
yeah,
we sprinkle some of that in, but it's a lot more approachable, I'd like to think.
It is, yeah, and that's kind of what I was going for. I hope you didn't take the Red Jumpsuit as a diss, because I know they're kind of. I don't know if they're really frowned upon in the music scene, but I feel like they don't get the credit they deserve because they are that first album is a banger. So I hope you didn't take that as an insult, but I can definitely hear the Thrice in there now that you brought that up. Yeah.
They're a good band for sure.
Gotcha. So so you said that you started as a solo thing before, right? And this became like a band going around. What is that band element like to you versus being a solo element? Does it feel like it frees you up a little bit? Does it make you feel like more of a band leader? Like, how does that work for you?
Yeah, a little bit. There's kind of pros and cons to both approaches. I think I started it out kind of as a challenge to see if I could do all the different parts that go into it. and I think I pulled it off. But yeah, it's definitely like kind of the double-edged sword of like, okay, now it's not just me having to come up with all the ideas, so the songs can be more diverse.
Gotcha.
But on the other hand, it just takes longer.
Yeah, so I can see it as a collaborative effort, you know what I mean? Like, not you saying, hey, this is what I think it should sound like, let's go. But it sounds like you guys bounce ideas off of each other. That's awesome.
Yeah, it still wound up being me mostly kind of pulling the ideas together into songs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, we've got riffs from everyone in the band. My Ken, my drummer, also plays guitar. So,
oh, sweet.
One of the songs from Neptune is called The Unknown, and it started out with one of his guitar riffs.
Oh, perfect. That's a teaser for all you cats out there listening to this show, because we might be playing that song towards the end after this interview, man. But okay, so my question. So the first thing you did, now this is an EP, which I'm like, I'm bummed this is an EP, man, because it's only four songs. And I felt like as soon as I heard, I was like, I need some more of this, man. So the fact that it sounds so clean as an EP blew my mind right off the bat, man. So is that because you had something before and you knew how to audio mix it this time, or did it just come out sounding amazing because it just came together that way?
Yeah, thank you. It's kind of the culmination of me just trying to get better at recording and sucking at it. and some of my earlier attempts were not nearly as good, but I more or less have a workflow now, and more or less know what I'm doing.
So, okay.
It's just like I said, it just takes a little bit longer. With more people, like every part of the process gets a little bit longer.
I understand.
Gotta get people in and get their input. Gotta bounce ideas back and forth. And I think the EP is really strong as a result of that. It's
very strong. Yeah.
Thank you.
I like it a lot, man. It sounds like an album from a seasoned band that's been around for a long time. It just sounds so clean. It's crisp. The songs, I mean, they're great songs, man. So you say the EP is dropping next Friday as of the recording of the show.
Yep.
Okay.
October 27th.
Awesome. What are the plans after that? Are we making a full length? Are we going to tour off the EP? What do you see for the foreseeable future with you guys?
Yeah, it's a good question. We're just kind of doing the slow grind for now. Mm-hmm. Doing kind of local shows and then smaller weekend tours. And the plan is to kind of build up from that. We might try doing a couple singles, you know, keep it reasonable, see what we do. Or we might wind up just writing a bunch of stuff and coming out with an album too.
It
probably won't be much more new from us this year, because, you know, aside from writing and recording and mixing, there's all the planning around the release, and we made a bunch of videos. So it just all takes a lot of time. So
yeah. I get that 100%, man. And then I appreciate it, and I support you guys and everything that you guys have going on. So if I come back to Nashville, or if you guys make your way down to Charleston, man, we got to link up, because plan on going back up to Asheville anyways, because I had such a great time camping this weekend. But, you know, if the shows line up, I definitely want to come see you guys.
Nice. Yeah, we played Charleston a few times. We're friends with a band over there called All of Dares the Darkness.
Okay, that sounds familiar.
The Super Runaway, who we also met at our first show there with All of Theirs the Darkness. But
sweet, man, that's good. So I have a couple random questions for you before we jump into the plugging of you guys and talking about this song that we're gonna be playing. But what's the best band you've ever seen live?
Oh man, man, they're that's a tough one, because there are some good ones. I'm tempted to, I can think of like two kind of recent-ish concerts that I went to that were really solid. One was Cave-In.
Okay.
And I saw them in Boston while I was still living there, and they crushed it. And plus, it was like right after the lineup change. Where I think, like, one of the conditions for, I think it's Nate from Converge, to join the band was to play some of their songs from Antenna, which is my favorite album by them, but one of the least fan favorites of them. So they actually wound up playing a bunch of those songs that I thought I'd never hear live, which was really dope.
Sweet.
Yeah, so that was a good one. Another one, man, there's a couple concerts that I'm getting mixed up. There's one where, yeah, I'll just leave it with Cave-In.
Solid choice, though. I get that. It's normally the ones that stick with you the most that come to mind first are, those normally are, hey, those, that's the one that stuck with me. It's my favorite. So that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's, it was one of those bands where they went on hiatus forever, and I thought I would never actually get to see them. And then to get to see them, and they played some of my favorite songs, was really cool.
Oh, man, that's a good experience. All right, yeah. So leaving bias out of it, not picking your favorite band or anything like that, if you could put together, all right, we'll do it this way. If you were to do a tour, and it's you guys and one of your favorite bands, what is a band past or present you would want to be as a headlining bill for that? For that run of shows?
Oh man, to just like, and we just play with whoever, like no conditions.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if, for example, because I don't know why this band sticks out to me when I think of you guys, but I get a very Alice in Chains kind of vibe because you kind of have that, you have a heavy element. You also have some guitar solos in there, which I appreciate, but there's also kind of an ominous presence about your songs. So I kind of rope that in. So if you say, Alice in Chains, this would be my lineup. Alice in Chains, The Welcoming, and then say He Is Legend. It would be you three guys. That would be a tour I would want to go see. So I would throw that to you. What would be a band you would want to go out with? Whether it's because you respect their sound or because you want to party with those guys.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a fun one. Spencer, our guitarist, loves He Is Legend. So
yes.
Yeah, that checks out. yeah, I mean, like, us, Thrice, and Cave-In would be incredible. And we just open. Open. They probably have to find another opener too. The local openers.
There's no band you can think of that you'd be like, man, I want to go out and tour with them. Like whether it's Slipknot or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, Tool would be fun.
That's the one. Yes.
Be fun. Yeah, I mean, honestly, we're at the point where like we'll play it whatever. We'll play whoever wants to play with us.
I get that.
Yeah, we're that's still cool. Relatively early in the career, just trying to, like I said, do the slow grind and build it up.
Yeah, you're paving your own way, man. I respect that. Okay, so if you weren't a musician, what do you think you'd be doing?
I wish I could just be a musician and not be doing that, but
yeah.
No, if I also need to make money, so
that's a true story.
Sites for that, do some design and development work.
Okay, that's awesome, man. So is that like a hobby of yours, or is it just that's just work?
Yeah, that's work. It can be fun. It can be rewarding. It kind of it scratches the creative itch a little bit.
Nice.
I mean, music is just more fun.
I got you. Yeah, I understand that. So in your downtime, when you're not doing music stuff, what are the hobbies? Are you like a streamer? Do you play video games? Do you write? Do you read? What kind of stuff are you into besides music?
Yeah, I do. I do play some games.
Nice.
I like indie games. Cool. Yeah, I watch too much YouTube. I watch some anime. I read now and then. I like to play ping pong.
What? Nice.
I've been able to find a good partner since I moved out here.
Ah.
So there's that. I like to do some hiking, which is, you know, I'm in the right place for it.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I go for a hike pretty much every day.
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so that's a fun one.
Nice, man. So let's look at Boston, Tampa, and Asheville. Can you describe your experiences with each one of those cities and Do you miss Boston? Do you miss Tampa, or have you fallen in love with Asheville? Kind of tell me your experiences with those, because I personally have never been to Boston or Tampa.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, Boston's definitely a way bigger city. I think Tampa probably technically is too. But Boston has some culture. being kind of one of the older cities that is sort of, I felt was missing in Tampa. And Asheville is like, it's kind of like Boston weather, except 10 degrees warmer at any point and a little less
Oh, okay.
outdoors. Florida is just ridiculous. It's like there's summer or there's slightly less summer. Or those are like the two seasons for me. And then Boston just gets super cold in the winter. And then it's like geographically in the midpoint too. Yeah, I don't know. If you had asked me a couple years ago before I moved, I would have a more concrete answers. I'm just
I
used
got
to
you.
it.
How about the music scene? For some reason, I can't picture a good rock or hardcore scene in Tampa. I mean, I can see it in Boston. I could see them having some angst up there. What about music scene wise? What do you know? What have you noticed between the three places?
There are decent rock and metal acts in all three places. Like I think Tampa is a little bit more metal.
Ah, nice. I need to dive in then.
Yeah,
Pun intended.
I believe Cannibal Corpse is from Tampa, so they've got some death metal. Thing is, it's like it's really hard to tour from Tampa because you just got to drive up a lot before you get anywhere. You're in the south, and then it's like, man, what major city are you going to go to? It's a lot of driving. So, Boston and Asheville are both easier in that respect. You can get to different places pretty easily and have better access to cities, nearby cities.
That's cool. That's got you. I got you, man. All right. So we were talking about your EP Neptune. It's releasing on October 27th. It is spooky season. Are you, sir, a fan of Halloween? Are you a fan of horror stuff? Just kind of tell me that. How do those things relate to you and maybe the sound or influence in the band in any kind of way?
Yeah, I mean, I like Halloween in general. It's probably one of my favorite holidays, but I got older and more boring and stopped like celebrating it, man. So, but
I
I
hear
enjoy the vibes. I enjoy other people in costume. I think that's fun. I don't really like dressing up though that much, so.
that. Since you brought it up, do you remember your first, like as a kid, what costume stood out to you that you wore?
Oh man. My parents made me dress up as a clown when I was a little kid, and then I
Oh
was a vampire
man.
a bunch. I think probably the most fun costume I ever did was Waldo.
Okay, that's fun.
Interactive, just people nonstop finding me. Like, we found him. Yep, he did.
That's awesome, man. All right, how about on the horror side of it? Are you a fan of horror movies? Anyone in particular stand out?
I'm not like a huge horror buff. I don't really like gore that much, but
Gotcha.
I don't mind like some creepy vibes, I
Yeah.
guess. Like I
Cool.
guess like Alien and Aliens are good,
Yes.
classics.
That's some good suspense kind of thriller thing going on there. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, I guess I'm more into like suspense thriller compared to horror.
Okay, I got that, man. That's cool, dude. All right, so this was James of the band The Welcoming. Why don't you tell us where people can support you guys, maybe stay up to date with what you guys have going on, where they can hear the stuff, where they can come see you guys? Where's the best place to get all that info?
Yeah, we are The Welcoming Music on most places, Instagram, Facebook. On Twitter, we're the underscore welcoming because they have the limits on how long you can make the username. And then you can find us on Spotify and Bandcamp. And if you go to thewelcomingmusic.com, that has links to all our stuff.
Sweet, man. Awesome. Awesome. I love your guys' logo as well. I'm gonna have to get myself a t-shirt.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's my
So,
being a de designer by trade helps there too.
that's cool, man. I like it. I love it. Right. Whenever you turned and I saw it on the kick drum, I was like, yes, that's sweet right there. Is that your kid back there? Would you say his name's Ken?
Ken, yeah, this is my kit too, except for there's a couple replacement cymbals that Ken broke the ones I had, so I got a couple new ones on there. But yeah, it's mostly my kit. That's
Well,
this is the one that
is he a heavier hitter than you are?
No, it was just teach them some technique, swiping rather than laying directly into the cymbals helped.
Yes.
He learned mostly by playing Rock Band. So,
oh, okay, wow, yeah, that's I could see the form from there is like a straight on with that game.
Yeah,
it's that game. As a drummer, I can say that game is it's not fun. I don't enjoy it because it's too exact. If that makes sense, like I'm not trying to work science right now. I'm just trying to play a song. That song that game was a little hard for me at least. It was a little tough for me to get into.
I gotcha. I've had some experiences sitting down and playing Rock Band where, like, if the latency is dialed in and I can actually hit it when I'm hearing it, then, like,
yes.
I can more play the song if I know the song. But yeah, I get that.
That's cool.
You just kind of didn't know some of the fundamentals. So it's been a lot of like learning the parts, and it's like, all right, here's what you're doing. And like, that's the first phase is like getting him to be able to play, like, a convincing imitation of what the parts are. And
yes.
Then over time we've been just kind of adding in like, all right, there's ghost notes, here's the feel, there's accents here, the trickier stuff. So
yeah,
he's been cool on it though.
That's cool, man. That's cool. All right, so this song we're gonna be playing is called The Unknown. Tell us a little bit about that song, what's it about maybe, and how it came together.
Yeah, this one, we're talking about Ken Still. This was his riff, that the riff after the chorus, in between the chorus and the verse, the odd time signature one. That's a Ken riff.
Wow.
So we kind of built the whole song around that. And then lyrically, it's about, you know, trying to not get eaten by sharks, which
right on. Okay.
If you think a little bit, you'll be able to figure it out. But yeah, it's a metaphor for pretty much society, and we're all getting overworked and used by people. You know,
that's true, man. That's where we are in the world right now.
Stuff that bums me out. It's nice therapy. So
yeah, cool, man. All right, well, I hope you guys all enjoy the song. I hope you enjoyed James here on the program. If you guys can, please support them. Reach out, talk to them. Awesome people. Awesome band. And James, man, I appreciate you so much for hanging out with me, dude.
Yeah, man, likewise. Thanks for having me.
That's the show for this week. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. And join us here at the Thrill Me Podcast Network, where you can check out phenomenal shows like Haunters Podcast, The Review of Rob Show, The Mr. Wonderful Show, and Core Memory Unlocked. We greatly appreciate you. And until next time, stay metal.